Today we're talking about the Model Context Protocol, also known as MCP, designed by Anthropic and supported by Microsoft. We're going to build an MCP Copilot agent inside Microsoft Copilot Studio, step by step, so that you can follow along. Now, I'm very excited to show you MCP because I really believe it simplifies the creation of making agents inside Copilot Studio and makes it really effortless. And I'll show you exactly why as we go through the build. My name is Shervin Shafi and I'm a Copilot Principal Engineer at Microsoft. Thank you for joining Collaboration Simplified. Let's get into the build. Okay, so on to the favorite part of the video, which is creating this agent. And so open up a browser and just type in copilotstudio.preview. This gives you access to all our preview features. Microsoft.com. So put that in the browser and Copilot Studio will pop up. Now, if this is your first time in Studio, just a little bit of navigation. If you look on the left-hand side, you have your home icon. You can create new agents. These are your existing agents. You have access to flows and different tools. And then these three dots open up another menu, which gives you access to Power Platform, Automate, and all kinds of good stuff. Now here, basically, I just wanted to point out this tool section is one way of you being able to access MCP, the Model Context Protocol. And when I selected tools, these are some of the existing tools, which are basically flows in this case that I've created in the past. These are custom flows that I've created. But if you select this plus new tool icon, then MCP pops up over here, as well as custom connector, flows, prompts, and so on. Now, if I select Model Context Protocol, this just basically takes me to the Copilot Studio, our admin guide, and a specific tab inside the admin guide that talks about how you can extend your agent with MCP. And it talks about what MCP is, how does it work, and there's a lot of good information in here, so definitely check this out. But one of my favorite parts of this is right here, it gives you a hyperlink to the MCP, the main site for it, which is basically a site that is designed and developed by Anthropic because they make MCP. So this is the site that it takes you to, modelcontextprotocol.io. And so real quick, before we jump into actually creating the agent, I wanted to do a level set so everyone's on the same page with what MCP is and why it's so awesome. So let's look at this introduction together and just kind of review it together. So basically it says, look, MCP is an open protocol that standardizes how applications provide context to large language models. Think of MCP like a USB port for AI applications. Just as USB-C provides a standardized way to connect your devices to various peripherals and accessories, MCP provides a standardized way to connect AI models to different data sources and tools. MCP enables you to build agents and complex workflows on top of LLMs and connects your model with the world. So the whole idea is that you have your own large language model and you want to be able to connect it to data sources. And so there needs to be a standard, which is MCP, that defines how these connections happen. Because there's a lot of data sources, right? So think of ServiceNow, Salesforce, so many different data sources. And on the other side, you have Copilot Studio, which is housing a large language model. And if Studio wants to connect to ServiceNow, how is this interoperability happening? And it's not just Studio. So there are many different hosts, if you will, that or LLMs that want to connect to these data sources. So why not just define a standard way for everyone to be able to connect and interoperate? So looking at this just a little bit more before we dive into the actual agent creation, if you go to this understanding concepts part, and just scroll down a little bit, here is the concept section of MCP. So let's look at this, right? MCP follows a client-server architecture where an MCP host, an AI application like Cloud Code or Cloud Desktop, establishes connections to one or more MCP servers. The MCP host accomplishes this by creating one client for each MCP server. Each MCP client maintains a dedicated one-on-one connection to the corresponding MCP server. So there's three concepts to understand here, right? You have the MCP host, which they're defining as cloud or cloud desktop. But in our case, the host is actually Copilot Studio. That's the host. That is the application that coordinates and manages one or multiple MCP clients. So the host can manage or coordinate clients. So on the client side, you have a component that maintains a connection to a server. So you got the client-server relationship. This has been around in technology for such a long time now. And then finally, you have the server, which is a program that provides context to the MCP client. So the server, in our case, we're going to be using this MCP server for DocuSign. So the server is connecting to DocuSign, which is the end application, essentially. And then the client is actually in the Copilot Studio world using Power Platform's tools like Power Automate flows and connectors, essentially, to be able to connect to the server, which is connecting to DocuSign. So all of this stuff is happening in pretty much an automated fashion. So what really makes this great is that it makes Copilot Studio really, really low code or almost no code. And you're gonna see this as I build this out and with using the DocuSign MCP server. So this is kind of like level setting what it is. And there's some diagrams here that you can look at and a lot of good documentation here. Now, let's go back to Copilot Studio and we're gonna close this out. Let's go ahead and create our agent. So on the left-hand side here, we're gonna select create and we're gonna build this MCP agent. And here I'm just gonna select the plus new to create a new agent. And you can type in what you want this agent to do, or you can configure it, or you can just create it. So I'm gonna select create because this takes me to the full functionality of the agent. And then from within this, we're gonna select tools to get us to the MCP server. So as this is coming up, there's always a lot of stuff that you can do with these agents. You have to give it a description, you can give it instructions, give it a name, give it an image. You can share this, you can publish it, knowledge sources. A lot of this we've done in the past, but just heads up that most of these, basically, they show up on the top, right? Knowledge sources, tools is what we're gonna be focusing on. Agent, which is multi-agent orchestration. We did some videos on this recently. Topics, and then this plus three are additional items like activity analytics, channels, and so on. So now that this has come up, we can select edit, and for the agent name, let's call it something like my first MCP agent. And we're gonna go ahead and then change the icon. And I have this really cool MCP logo that I found, and I'm just gonna select that and save it. So this is my first MCP agent. The details are here. We can click edit to give it a description and all kinds of good stuff, right? But we're gonna skip all this and we're gonna scroll down to tools. And we're gonna select add a tool. And here you can see a lot of different tools. Right now, if you look, we basically have all featured. We're in the feature section. We have connectors, we have flows, and we have MCP. So if I go to MCP, you'll see a list of MCP servers, and there's more and more popping up. Every time I come here, I see a new one. Like for example, this one is new, Box just showed up, but we're gonna be focusing on this DocuSign MCP server. And I also wanted to show you real quick, if I switch from MCP to connectors, and if I type in DocuSign here in the search, you'll see that we have a lot of different connectors that are basically Power Automate flows that are already available. These connectors are available. And you can see there's so many of them, right? And each one is for a specific action. Like for example, this one adds a recipient to an envelope. This one lists recipients from envelopes, and this one updates, and so on and so forth, right? So all of this exists from a connector perspective, but on the MCP side, there's one DocuSign server. That's the one we're gonna select because It really simplifies the building of these agents, and you'll see why in just a minute. So we select it, and the first thing it says is, look, you need to have a connection. You're not connected, because you have to connect to your DocuSign account. And being a Microsoft employee, I really don't do much with DocuSign, but there is a way that we can demo this together. So I'll take a break here and say, look, if you have a DocuSign account, you can probably skip forward to the next section of this video. But if you don't have a DocuSign account, then just follow along into how I'm actually going to create this using these steps. So you can create a demo DocuSign account. Here, there's a connector documentation I'm going to select. And this kind of drops me halfway down this document that if I scroll all the way back up to the top and just go down a little bit, I found that there's a section here under obtaining credentials that talks about, to try the connector, please use a demo account. And you have to go to this site, you have to create a sandbox account, and this is essentially what I did. So select this DocuSign developer sandbox portal. And here all you gotta do is select try for free and create an account for yourself. So I went ahead and did this already. I created an account for Shervin for myself, but just go ahead and fill this out and create yourself a demo account, and then we'll go from there. Let me actually log in with the credentials that I have. So let me click not connected, create a new connection. And it says, okay, this is a DocuSign demo, and it tells you what it does. I'm gonna go ahead and select create. I'm gonna create a new connection. It opens up this DocuSign page where I can log in with my credentials. So just give me 1 second and let me log in. All right, with that, my password in there, I'm gonna go ahead and select login. And then I'm just going to skip for now and log in. And hopefully this should authenticate me if I got everything in there. It says, okay, boom, you're connected, a green checkbox, and I can add it to the agent. I can add and configure. Let's go ahead and select add and configure and see what it gives us for this MCP server. Okay, so here we are in this DocuSign MCP server. And we're in the details section. There's some inputs and there's tools. And so let's look at this together. It says, okay, details, this is the name. We're gonna leave it, we're not gonna change it. This is the server, we're connected, green checkbox. Under additional details, I'm gonna leave all of this as is, but you can change authentication. Ask the end user before running. I said no. In terms of inputs, there's nothing in there. You can click plus to add them. I'm gonna leave them. This is the most interesting part that I wanted to highlight for all of you, right? So these are the tools that this server has access to. So much like you saw all the different connectors that were under the DocuSign, there was like maybe 100 of them. These are the tools that are part of the server. So what makes MCP great is that these connectors, if you will, under tools are already in there. And so you don't need to go ahead and build them out or add them or even program them, if you will. So it just makes everything simple. So look at the tools, right? There's a send envelope, send a new DocuSign envelope email using a specified template. This template is key. We probably have to build it and specify the email message of the recipient. So if you want to send a DocuSign template to someone for them to sign something, this is what you do. It uses the send envelope template. Get envelope templates, list the templates for a specific DocuSign account, and get current DocuSign account, retrieves the current DocuSign account. So it does three different things, and maybe we can test out some of these. Now, with that, because we're not making any changes to the MCP server and it's enabled up here, I'm just gonna go ahead and back out of this and basically go to the overview of the agent, which again, is blank, there's no instructions in here. Now, if on this side here from under testing, so you can see that there's a testing mechanism inside of an agent. And if I close this out, and if you don't see it, just select test. We can go ahead and test, right? So I can ask it a simple question like, what can the MCP DocuSign tool do for me. Let's see what it says. Okay, first thing it says is, let's get you connected first. So apparently it's not connected. This is probably gonna happen for you. So let's go ahead and see what happens if we select retry. And if that doesn't work, select the open connection manager. So this is gonna pop up this connection manager, and let's see if we can connect over here. Okay, so this is the DocuSign demo. There's one tool using it, and it says that it is not connected. So let's select connect, and it should just use the credentials that I tried to connect it with initially, which right here you can see it's the same credentials. It gave a green checkbox. I'm gonna click submit, and this should go from not connected to connected. So looks like we're good here. I'm gonna go ahead and close this out, and let's come back here, and I'm just gonna copy this, and I'm going to click this arrow to kind of refresh this test and type this in again. And I'm basically gonna say, what can the DocuSign tool in this agent do for me? I'm gonna add in this agent, and let's see what it comes back with. Okay, the MCP DocuSign tool in this agent can assist with electronic signature process, document management, and workflow automation. It allows users to send, sign, and manage documents securely and efficiently. Okay, so let's go ahead and say, can you send a document for me? This is totally being new to this, right? Really not knowing what the agent can do, and let's see what happens here. So it's doing stuff. You can see all of this stuff in the screen. It's trying, and it says that it appears that there are no available templates in the DocuSign account. Therefore, I cannot proceed with sending a document. So this is a hint, right? The hint is that you need to have some templates in place. So let's do this. Let's go to our DocuSign account that we created in the Sandbox developer environment and create a template. And up along the top, I see that there is a templates menu item. So I'm just gonna select that. And there should be nothing in here because we just created this account. And so one of the first options you have is to create a template. I'm gonna go ahead and select that. And I'm gonna basically say, look, the name of this template is for my MCP agent. The description is optional, we'll leave a blank, and we can add documents. So I'm gonna click on this blue link, and you can browse, you can drop it from some other location, or you can create a new document. And so this one for my MCP agent shows up here. And in terms of other functions like role, name, email, who needs to sign, all of this are additional options. I don't know much about DocuSign, but you can go ahead and customize these. And subject, please sign immediately. Let's say, please sign immediately. Hello, this is very important. And then the envelope type, let's just select, this is a lease agreement. And I'm gonna select next. It says at least, add at least one recipient and name and email to the template. So that's what it says down there. So let's go ahead and say, look, I want Shervin to sign in. That's fine, right? Let's go ahead and select that and select next. So it looks like now we're actually in that document for my MCP agent that I said I'm gonna build. And here you can make some changes to the document, right? So let's say this is our document, please sign. And then you can ask for a signature here and then sign here too. All kinds of stuff, right? You guys get the point. You can customize this DocuSign document. That's part of the template. So with that, I'm just gonna go ahead and save and close this, keep it simple. And looks like everything is in place now. Now, let's do this. Let's go back to our agent. Make sure to give this video a like as it really does help the channel. And let's take this prompt and copy it, refresh the test, and ask it the same question. Can you send a document for me? Let's see what it says. I'm already seeing some differences here based on all the coding that's happening. Look at all this stuff over here. Look at this. The document has been successfully sent to the specified recipients. If you need any further assistance, let me know. So that document that I already had got sent to the recipient, which I already put the email in here. So look at all this stuff, right? In terms of the inputs, this is the template. This is the email subject, please sign immediately. This is the body. Hello, this is very important. All of that stuff is basically happening, and all the coding you can see is already pre-populated and done for you. This is the power of MCP. You don't have to do all the heavy lifting that you normally had to do with Power Automate flows and custom connectors. Because it's a standard, it's already set up for you, and so you can just execute quickly, just like I did in this demo for you. Now there's some other functions, but let's go check, make sure that this email actually got sent to the recipient. So let's do that real quick. And so what you're looking at now is that Gmail that basically the agent sent the document to. And so you can see test document, please sign immediately. And I can go ahead and select it. And then I can review the document. And it says in the body, hello, this is very important. So everything that we put in the template got executed by just me telling the agent about it, or to tell it to take that action. So I can go ahead and review the document and see what it looks like. Now, if it doesn't look very good, it's because I didn't put a ton of effort in there, but let's just see. This is the message, everything that we did, click continue. And look, this is our document, please sign here. Okay, sounds good, accept and sign here too, accept and sign, ready to finish. So basically we just signed this document using our agent. Now let's see what else this agent can do, right? So if I select tools and I select that DocuSign MCP server, if you look on the bottom, the tool section that we looked at before, so it looks like basically it can tell us about our account, it can tell us about the templates that we have, and then it can also send the templates. So let's go back to test here, and we can say something like, tell me about my DocuSign account. Let's see what it says. So it executes that MCP server and it's running some code here, right? Basically using that connector. And it's coming back here on the right-hand side and saying, look, this DocuSign account details are, it's for Microsoft. This is your account ID. This is your URL. It's for Shervin, and this is your email. All of that stuff. Now let's say we ask it a question like, tell me about my DocuSign templates. Let's see what it does there. So this one over here used the get current DocuSign account, but this one is using get envelope templates. And over here, it's basically telling me that the template name is this, the template ID, it was created on this day, it was modified, it was used by, it's got one page, all of this stuff, the subject, the blurb, everything, right? So I would suspect if you had multiple templates, it would give you multiple of this information. Now, one thing I wanted to really highlight is the difference between how easy MCP servers are with the tools that they have embedded. Not only do they have multiple tools or connectors, if you will, but they've really simplified the process because of the standard that exists. So if we look at a traditional flow that I've made in the past using these connectors, if I select my flows here and I go and I look at one of these flows that I built, like this custom flow for ServiceNow, I use this as part of my HR connector in the past that connected to ServiceNow. So here we're in the overview section, but I can go to designer. This whole process of designing the connector, you are basically skipping. I know this is a custom flow and maybe a connector is a little bit more simple, but let me just highlight something else, right? So if I expand this out, like when an agent calls the flow listing the records in the ServiceNow, and then I look at like updating the records, there are things in here like basically formulas that you have to put in. So for this part of the connector, when I wanted to change the hours booked in a database, I had to write this code in here. And although this might not be that intense, for someone who is new to Power Platforms or coding, this can be somewhat overwhelming. And so this whole idea of like functions and expressions and dynamic functions, all of that goes away with these MCP connectors and MCP servers and clients because of this standard connection that exists between the client and the server and the host. So I think that is really the power of MCP. And one last thing I wanted to show you is if we go back to the actual agent, so if I select agents and continue without saving here and go back to that MCP server agent that we just built together. Remember, we didn't give it any instructions, any knowledge sources, all of that stuff is to come. We just kind of tested it in here. If this looks good, you can always publish it and you can share it and you can put it inside channels. So there's a ton more that you can do. And if you're curious about those, just let me know. But this doesn't have to be just something that you test inside Copilot Studio, but this can be something that you actually publish and you share. So now that we're publishing it, we can actually go ahead and select this on the top here. We have five different options. We can go to five, we can go to channels, and then we can decide where we want to publish to. So if you want to publish just to inside Teams and M365 Copilot, then we can basically fill out this stuff. So if this looks good, we can go ahead and add channel, and then we can make this agent available in M365, and we can edit the details and all of that good stuff over here. So the developer name, I always like to put Chafee Studios, and go ahead and save. And then you can always click on availability options right here, and you can basically copy the link. Very simple thing to do is if you go inside Teams and you just drop it anywhere in a chat, this is my first MCP agent, then you can basically select it and you can add it to your own profile. And by you now adding it to your profile, everything that we did in the test screen, you can just have access to inside Copilot for Teams. So now that it was added, you can see that you can chat with it inside Teams, my first MCP agent. We can select it and you can say something like, wow, what templates do I have? And so you can interact with it just much like you did. And the first time, even here, it's gonna ask you to connect with it. It's gonna ask you for that connection manager, which is fine. You just click on the link, you connect to your DocuSign account, and then you can ask it that question again. So let's go ahead and select connect, and then go back to Teams and ask it the same question. What templates do I have access to? And now with the connection there, this is kind of like asking everything we did in the test environment, but now you're doing it inside Teams. So this is how you can access your agents inside Teams and Copilot. So it's basically telling us that template that we built, this is very important, all that kind of stuff, right? I hope you really enjoyed this session. I was very excited to show you all about MCP, and I'm looking forward to the MCP server list being built out with more and more companies and connections over time. If you have any feedback, if you have any questions, drop them in the comments. Make sure to give this video a like and consider subscribing. And I'll catch you on the next one.